Scattered showers and thunderstorms will occur across parts of the Midwest as we go through the next couple of days. Most of the precipitation will be rather light, though. We don't expect to see too many locations get more than about 3/4 of an inch of moisture. The precipitation will be erratic. Some areas will get a lot more moisture than others. The majority of the precipitation, though, will be focused on the region from Missouri into central portions of Indiana and southward into the Delta and parts of the southeastern states. And the precipitation will be focused really from later today on into probably Friday morning. Now, a lot of this precipitation will already be over on Thursday evening, and we'll likely see only the southeastern part of the country still seeing rainfall on Friday. But for all practical purposes, though, this rain system will likely be beneficial in the areas that are impacted, but we don't expect to see precipitation to fall across the Great Lakes region. That area will stay dry, including all of Michigan, northern portions of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, as well as the upper portions of the Midwest, perhaps. Behind this weather system will be some cooler air that will be filtering into the region. Now, the high-pressure system that is advertised to impact these areas over the course of the weekend will not be significant enough to bring on a significant threat of frost or freezes outside of a few locations in Michigan and Ohio, perhaps in down into northern portions, or maybe the majority of Virginia. But that event will not be very threatening and won't be a great deal different from the events that have occurred in the past couple of weeks, in which we had temperatures down in the 30s and a few upper 20s. I don't think we'll be any colder than that. But the reinforcing shot of cooler air that's expected into the Midwest during the early part of next week will likely set the stage for a little more coolness across the region. The key will be whether or not a surface high-pressure system will settle into the region. And if it does, we can see temperatures getting down below freezing all the way down through the Ohio River Valley and perhaps into a part of the Tennessee River Basin and a portion of Virginia and the Carolinas. Now, that's a bit of a reach for an event that's still almost a week away, and we need to be careful about how cold we make the forecast right now and watch the system really quite closely. But for right now, I think the biggest threat to crops will likely be south of the Ohio River in portions of the Tennessee River Basin and areas to the east to into parts of the Carolinas. That's where winter wheat is most advanced and where it will likely have the greatest threat by any kind of frost or light freezes that occur. The majority of the Midwest to the north of the Ohio River will not likely have crops that are far enough advanced to be seriously impacted for the kind of the temperatures that we're anticipating, which should be mostly upper 20s and 30s. It's just a little soon, though, to get specific. Like I said, well, this is what we think will take place next week, but a lot can change between now and then. The precipitation prospects will be with us as the colder air debuts into the region. I think we'll have a cold front coming in from the northwest. This frontal system will begin impacting the Dakotas, Minnesota, parts of Nebraska, Iowa, and Kansas as early as Friday. And we'll likely see the precipitation move very quickly across the Midwest. And as it does, it's probably not going to hold together very well. A few hundredths of an inch to a quarter of an inch of moisture will occur most often. There might be a few locations getting upwards of 5/6 or 7/10 of an inch, but those will be very rare occurrences. For the most part, the Midwest is not likely to see a tremendous amount of precipitation. And our high temperatures until the cold air arrives will be fairly pleasant. We're expecting to see readings in the afternoons for the next few days running mostly in the 50s and 60s across the north and 60s and a few lower 70s in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.